I'm Steve Gerwig. God bless America. Good to have you here. Yeah, good to have you here. I'm not here to feed those in the echo chamber. I'm here to scare them the hell out of it. Three big things you need to know right now. Number one, human microchips and lab-grown meat. All the rage in certain circles. I'm just going to say on the record, I'm not buying in on either one of those. Number two, Republicans declaring on war on Maserati Mansion. Yeah, they're already putting out early attack ads against Senator Joe Manchin in West Virginia, the most vulnerable in 24. And number three, the document disaster in Washington, D.C. Getting worse for Joe Biden, but now former Vice President Mike Pence has admitted that he too found classified documents in his home. Happened, I don't know, 9 or 10 days ago. He turned them in, he reported it, had him come get them. Come on, people. I mean, does anybody follow the rules? I mean, does anybody follow the rules? Mike Pence probably not nearly of interest like Donald Trump or Joe Biden. In fact, Ted Cruz says it's time to expand the document search beyond Joe Biden's properties to Hunter Biden's homes and offices. It's bite number 14. Listen to this. Go.
I believe the FBI needs to search the residences of Hunter Biden and any business offices of Hunter Biden to determine if there are classified materials there. Because if these classified materials in particular implicate Burisma, Ukraine, Communist China, payments going to Hunter Biden or Joe Biden's brother or the Biden family, then this shifts from a political problem to a very serious problem of criminal liability and major crimes. And so the FBI needs to search the University of Delaware archives, and they need to search Hunter Biden's home and business address.
Home and business address. Gotta start looking. You know, and how can you blame him for saying that, considering the home in Wilmington was apparently being rented to Hunter Biden for as much as $50,000 a month? How does a home rent for $50,000 a month? And how does Hunter Biden, the guy that got tossed out of the Navy, afford $50,000 a month? What's he do for a living? Oh, he sells paintings now for $500,000. Oh, yeah, that are finger paintings. Maybe I should sell finger paintings for $50,000. Anyhow, I look at this and it just seems to me that everything's happening in a way as to either completely discredit Joe Biden or protect him. And now it seems a bit confusing as to which it's supposed to be. But another day, another stonewalling of reporters on the issue of all these classified documents in Joe Biden's hands. What about hundreds of boxes, hundreds, at the University of Delaware? Let's go to bite 12 on that one. Bite 12, go.
My second question is regarding a comment from Senator Ted Cruz. He's calling for a search of President Biden's Senate records at the University of Delaware for potentially classified information. Those records reportedly include about 1,850 boxes of documents, as well as 415 gigabytes of electronic files. Does President Biden have any objection to such a search?
When it comes to the documents and this ongoing legal matter, I refer you to the White House Counsel's Office.
Yeah, that's all they do. They just refer and dodge and skip, you know. Which, you know, is exactly what I said they were going to do. They're going to avoid answering any questions. The special counsel is a gift to those in the West Wing, but this is a serious problem. They do know that. They do. And easy questions are being dodged. I mean, just straightforward, easy questions are being skipped. Go to Byte 13. Listen to this.
We know the president did it. Why did he do it?
I would refer to the White House counsel's office.
In the president's own words, he admits to having information that wasn't his. Why did he smuggle it out?
I will let the statement of the president stand for itself. I'm just not going to go into a rabbit hole, down a rabbit hole with you on this.
Yeah, she's not going to go down a rabbit hole with you because that might require answering some serious questions. So this is the predicament they're in. Stonewalling looks terrible. It irritates the Washington press corps that are your buddies. Telling the truth could be significantly worse. There's the problem. Lindsey Graham, feckless weasel most days. On occasion, he shows a little spark of spunk, but generally not a Lindsey Graham fan. You know that if you've listened to the program. Not a big fan here. But he's waffling now in the piles of classified documents being found in lots of places. Senator Lindsey Graham, you know, sometimes a Democrat, sometimes a Republican. Bite number 11, here's what he has to say about it this time around. Listen.
You got Trump, you got Pence, you got Biden. The only thing I think you'll find at my house is a bunch of Chick-fil-A bags on the floor. The bottom line is I don't know how this happened. We need to get to the bottom of it. I don't believe for a minute that Mike Pence is trying to intentionally compromise national security. Think that about Biden and Trump, but clearly we've got a problem here. So hopefully when this is all said and done, maybe we're overclassifying things. That may be part of the problem. But count me in for getting this fixed. And the vice president, I know very well, I'm sure he'll stand up and be the first to say, if I had classified information in my house, to explain why. I think he's one of the most decent people I've ever met. And so what became a political problem, for Republicans, is now a national security problem for the country. Thanks.
Yeah, there's your problem. Is it a national security issue? And that's why Ted Cruz is calling on a review of Hunter Biden's homes, offices, you know, brothels that he's frequented, whatever it might be. You know, who are his crack dealers? Where did he buy his illegal guns? You know, that sort of thing. Because maybe he's compromised just a wee bit. Maybe. Maybe he is. Anyhow. Oh, yeah, Maserati Mansion. I just want to say that. The ads are rolling out. 75-year-old Joe Manchin being targeted by Republicans ahead of time. Joe Manchin and Joe Biden have been living it up. Manchin bought a houseboat worth $700,000 and drives an $80,000 SUV. While people in West Virginia strive to survive, Joe Manchin lives high on the hog. It's Maserati Manchin, or something like that. Yeah, they're already coming after him. That's quite clear. Straight ahead, Hans von Spakovsky. National Merit Awards being hidden from the students. Hidden. Because they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings at the high school. Somebody earned something, don't tell them. I'll be back with that story straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show.
It's time to go on the court with Johnny Kane.
Four NFL teams, two conference championship games, and only a few more chances to win big with DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of the NFL. As we count down to Super Bowl 57, new customers can bet just $5 and get 200 in free bets instantly. Use the promo code HUGE and get 200 in free bets during the playoffs when you bet just $5. Following a week-long trip to France, the Pistons return to the Paris of the Midwest. Take on the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. Pistons have had a grueling first half of the season in order to make the logistics work of playing a midseason game overseas. Now the schedule becomes a little more bearable. Now Milwaukee sits in third in the East but has been missing their two-time MVP. Giannis has been out five straight games with a lingering knee issue, and they've lost three straight on the road. Now Giannis is probable to return tonight. He's fourth in the NBA in scoring, second in rebounding. Bucks have won 19 of the last 20 against Detroit. Tip-off at 7 from Little Caesars Arena.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri was fascinated by anything with wheels and a motor. The odds of him going on to fascinate millions with his talent? 1 in 260,000. The odds of this born racer having 157 career top 10 finishes in NASCAR? 1 in 125 billion. But every driver seeks the pinnacle of their achievements. The odds of him winning both the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 in the same year? 1 in 195 million. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and my niece has autism.
Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs.
Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the